Tuesday, the 14th of July, and it's time to get your gaming grin on with the Game Grin Grincast. Here to talk about birds are Ace,
Cheep Cheep,
Aaron,
Tweet Tweet,
Gauze,
what?
And I, of course, am Bird.
Hi, Bird.
This time around, on the lovely Game Grin Grincast, we are playing the itch.io version of Burb from Huanzi, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, a solo dev working on a passion project. It is currently playable on itch.io for free via browser, and it is wishlistable on Steam. Well, the whole thing is that we play, at least for now, as pigeons. There is popcorn on the field, and we collected popcorn. When it's collected, we can spend it on upgrades, like movement, popcorn count, and whatever else. And that's the start of the game. I gave it a very, very short test drive just to see if it's viable as a thing for us to play, and, well, it's this for a while.
I assume you're seeing different popcorn than I am, because you're just going over blank space.
I'm allergic to popcorn. I don't want to get all of that grease inside my little bird body. At default, every popcorn is worth 1 popcorn point, and we need to get 1,000 to reburb, or be reborn, I suppose, with more multipliers and more skills. Once we finish our first reburbing, we will be able to unlock a other area, which hopefully has more stuff to do. But this is mainly a idler, just something to click at.
I think it's called an incremental.
You're an incremental.
Just trying to help.
Actually, yeah, you're correct. It does have the incremental tag on Steam. There is an auto option where you can just leave it running if you're not bothered. So we will be actively playing for a while at least.
This is another game for Spooky and Artura to play.
Yeah, I agree. I was going to suggest it to them.
It's not going to be either or. It's going to be Bongo Cat and this at the same time.
So many clicks.
I think they already have 2 games on the go. Like one, a Bongo Cat and another one.
Another one.
That's illegal. So a lot of people playing Taskbar Heroes as well.
I get distracted at the best of times. I'm not adding games to my desktop.
I have the same problem. I can understand why people like them, but they are not for me. I get distracted by the lights on my keyboard if I'm not actively ignoring them. Oh, I have 1,000 things. I'm guessing a reburb. Hiya!
I will also reburb.
Okay, I can now get all popcorn values multiplier 1, which I did. And the sunflower fields have opened. I'm going there.
I will follow you. Well, 100 gold bars unlocks the sunflower platform.
Fish Frenzy is locked. Forest Bounty. 3 twigs and... Okay. So this seems to be an upgrade screen of some sort. I'm not sure how we would evolve.
Neither am I. I'm going to check my goal.
I can also reburb, but I don't want to leave Gores.
Don't worry, I can watch Gores.
As we know, Gores needs watching.
Very. I was trying to be thoughtful about my upgrades. I didn't realize that you're supposed to just click whatever.
Well, when you reburb, your all of your stats go back to their default values, but you have your multipliers and whatnot to help.
I don't have nearly enough popcorn.
You can always have more popcorn.
Okay, thank you, Jack. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to have more.
That does it. No more popcorn for you, young pigeon man. You only get Reese's Pieces.
Oh, no.
Disclaimer. Isn't
that, like, disgusting peanut butter
chocolate
candy
stuff? Yeah. That isn't even chocolate at this point. Disclaimer, maybe don't feed popcorn to pigeons? I'm not sure, but I'm guessing they're a bit too salty for birds in general.
I know you're not supposed to give bread to birds because, like, it expands in their stomachs.
I think it's mostly because white bread, at least in the in some places, is mostly sugar, and it's not good for birds. You're supposed to give them, like, seeds and stuff. Which made my childhood dreams of feeding ducks die.
Welcome to Pigeon Cast, where we talk about pigeons.
Pigeons are cool. They're the rats of the sky.
Whoa, I love rats.
I thought those that are bats.
Oh yeah, could be.
Or seagulls.
Seagulls might be actually the rats of the sky. I think about pigeons is that every pigeon we see, I'm not sure where I heard this, but there is no such thing as a wild pigeon per se. They're all descendant from domesticated pigeons.
Yeah, we ruined pigeons.
I mean, we kind of did. They were the first telephones, but then we made telephones.
Yeah. I heard that Shiba Inu is most related to a wolf, and I don't see it.
A Shiba Inu, really?
Yeah. I have no idea if that's if that claim has any weight. But I don't see the connection.
No, I could see an Akita being related to wolves. They're quite big and wolf-ish. But
German
a Shiba,
Shepherd, a Husky.
Huskies, Malamutes.
I also know the names of dogs. Brown one, black one, white one.
Hoggle.
How patterned one at my neighbors.
Sir Merkelot.
Picking up dogs, my dogs are very much overheating in this weather.
Oh no.
Weird question. Have any of your families had birds as pets?
Not mine.
I can't seem to remember.
I remember we looked after a canary when I was like 10, and it was loud.
I can imagine, especially if you're looking after one. The canaries are among the nicer sounding. My parents had budgerigars. Isn't that how you say it? Budgerigar?
Yeah.
Budgies. And then later they got, I think they were lovebirds. Can't remember. But the lovebirds especially sounded exactly like those very old laser gun toys you'd get as a kid.
Q, Q, Q.
Yes, exactly. Weep, weep, weep.
I had one of those. I wonder what happened to it.
An adult got rid of it.
Oh no.
So I noticed that when you get near a popcorn, the bird gets down on its legs and walks up to it instead of flying.
They also do a little pecky animation. Do you actually going back to animations? Even though they're very simplistic, the animations are very cute. I like the bounce.
Agreed.
Very hoppy pigeons.
So what's everyone's strategy?
I like to level up my burb with a lot of the base values, and then rack up several thousands, and then reburb. I have five feathers at the moment, and I've upgraded the popcorn value twice, and the pickup radius once.
I think the way to go is to just buy whatever the cheapest thing is as soon as it becomes available.
This helps.
That said, I only had one gold fair so far, because I was wasting time.
I usually beeline for the golden kernels of corn, because they're worth a lot more.
Very true.
Okay, we've got 12 reburbs. Could get 8 times value. Let's do that. Now I've got 0. But now my popcorns are 8 times more valuable. So in That's theory, it should be amazing. Much quicker.
Oh, I maxed out the speed for faster popcorn, so my...
Nice. I've seen a flashing popcorn once, and that was worth thousands, which was nice.
Oh, jeez.
So I wish I could see more. But based on what I've seen, at least on the other streams, there's fishing in this game. There may be different forms of burb. So this is definitely one of those games where it expands a lot as you play. Which is fitting for a idler. Or an incrementer. An ace game.
Is it offensive to call it an idler, like it's offensive to call a JRPG a JRPG?
Probably to someone.
You're offensive to someone.
I know that. Don't need to say it out loud.
Did anyone ever bring up the term JRPG being offensive to them other than that one time?
I have not heard this.
I believe it got discussed on the Game Green Discord when that whole thing kicked off, but I've not heard anything since.
It sounds like a bit. I've known people to get miffed at less, so who knows? I'm kind of tempted to leave auto pick on, but it doesn't prioritize the better one, so I don't want to.
That's fair.
Must optimize my popcorning.
Oh, I got the flashing one.
Ooh, nice.
I've got 32 reburbs. I should probably reburb.
2? Jesus. That's pretty close to 100.
Now my strategy evolved when I see a different colored one. Then I hit increase, I beeline for it and increase popcorn value to as high as I can.
Same.
But, yeah.
I've got 17% of 100. Goody good gumdrops.
I'm not sure what faster popcorn respawn does.
There's a small delay once you're when you eat a popcorn and more spawn.
I thought that was involved in the normal spawn time. Is that just a booster to spawn time?
I'm guessing it's a multiplier to your multiplier.
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah, increased my pickup area. I'm not sure how... It's not a very large difference at the moment.
Yeah, I suppose at the very least it makes it slightly faster.
It does, every little bit counts.
Yeah.
I'm very interested to see what happens once the 100 things are collected, if the thing starts changing. Nope, no one is bored to tears.
How could they be? They're hearing our thrilling conversation.
If you come to visit, you'll be bored to tears. We haven't even paid the phone bill in 800 years.
It's 300, I'm pretty sure. How dare you?
How dare you correct me on my Al Yankovic?
Out of interest, since we're playing one, do you usually go for idlers or incrementals?
When I was just starting out on Steam and I wanted to play all of the free games they had, I definitely went towards those because those were like usually the highest quality free games that I found. But I'll admit that I don't tend to go for them outside of that, though I am still a big fan of Crush Crush.
Yeah, I play a few of them. I play Crush Crush, I play Star Trek Lower Decks, The Badgie Directive, which is ending soon.
They're there.
What do you mean ending?
Ending service, and my S key isn't working, so I can't go down.
Press C so you can change the mode. It switches from WASD to wherever your mouse is to wherever you click.
Problem with it following the mouse is every time you go to upgrade, it goes right.
Change it to the click. That's what I'm using. It's easiest, in my opinion. Just click and look at the little bouncer go.
There's also a Doctor Who one by the same people who did the Lower Decks one. So I enjoy the writing behind those game those two games. The teams are quite knowledgeable about the franchises.
I'd imagine. Okay, I've got 31 things of golden feathers. How about you, Aaron?
I've got 6 currently and 28 in the bank. 30 now. 31.
I heard Nike has very good writing.
Goodness of Victory, Nike?
Yes. That's an idler, right?
I don't actually know.
I think it has, like, auto play thing.
Could be an auto battler. Do auto battlers count as idlers? No.
I don't know. I feel like the fact that you have to like go into and start a battle and you can't just sort of just leave like a running battle going keeps it from being an idler.
Yeah, and there
I'm
is...
not sure though, but there's definitely crossover.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure there are elements to auto battlers like picking your group and so on. So
yeah.
You can have an idler that is an auto battler and vice versa.
Very true.
Oh man, losing the speed multiplier is always a lurch.
Yeah. You're zooming around getting popcorn and then you're bouncing around getting popcorn.
You get too much popcorn in your belly and then you start feeling slow.
Very true. Oh, up to dang, 66 in the bank.
Nice.
I might just keep building up my current golden feather amount until I slow down.
I'm getting 100 and you're pretty much set for whatever happens next. Japanese lesson for you. What does Toriyama mean?
Bird Yama.
I think it's Bird Mountain.
I think it's Man Who Created Dragon Ball Z.
Have Japanese is such a beautiful language. Something I keep doing is I collect popcorn for a while, and then once I snap out of my trance, I just hit the max button on either popcorn value or whatever, or speed. And get a massive like dragon speed. Bolt. Yeah, speed is nice. Expensive, though. True. Don't buy speed from pigeons, everyone.
Or do, if they're blue or red.
What if they're yellow?
No.
Never trust a yellow bird. They're secretly canaries.
What? No, I'm not secretly a canary. That would be silly.
As we've already established, canaries are noisy.
Yeah? And?
Just making conversation.
I think I've got quite a haul. Should I reburb or should I...
You should keep getting more popcorn.
Well, I have a good bird and gaming related question. What are best hits in games?
Wow, gaming? That's a great question. That's a great question, Gores. Let me think.
I'm pretty sure they can be found in Wingspan.
I really enjoyed the character creator in Saints Row 4. It was very gender affirming.
I have what the sunflower vendor.
Hooray!
Wait, what was up with character creator in Saints Row 4? Explain.
Well, you wanted to ask about tits, right?
Yeah, but I played the third one. I never played the fourth one, so I don't know what was so good about the character creator.
I just you can do some wild things with your secondary sexual characteristics.
Oh, I see.
Still don't get what that has to do with birds.
I had big boobs. I had big blue-footed boobies.
Okay, so I unlocked the next screen, and I can now get seeds, which can also be used to buy more popcorn multipliers.
Whoa.
Dang. By the way, I don't know if you noticed, but in the lower left corner is chat, and if you go to global, it's pro, 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 pro.
Ah, yes, the latest gossip.
And there's help chat and Ian chat, but no one cares about that.
No one cares about that. It's just pro, pro all day long. If you're interested in this thing, it is Burb. You can find it on Itch, and it can also be found on Steam, though it's only wishlistable at the moment. Okay, we can now auto generate seeds, whatever that means.
I thought this was popcorn.
Only if you get enough golden feathers, you can make seeds. Or get seeds, I suppose. Or feathers.
More popcorn.
Horse feathers.
Sure, where you get feathers, mind. Oh, it means golden feathers. Interesting. So I'm definitely starting to see the loop where... you get to speed up the popcorn gathering process. And now I'm getting about 300 per normal popcorn, which is quite good.
That's
I used my seeds to cap my popcorn.
I see. I've doubled my popcorn cap, and I think I'll just sit here until I get 500 seeds, and then I'll auto-generate seeds. Is there a way to boost seed gain? Oh, feathers can boost seeds if I get 200,000 popcorn, which shouldn't take that long.
Especially if you boost your seeds, which I'm going to go do for a bit. Enough seeds to up my popcorn gain.
Alright, so that's enough seeds for now. I'll get back to the popcorn. Oh, dang. 52 popcorn at base value. 468 popcorn at base at just upgraded value. Okay. Not too bad. Well, within moments of getting back to popcorn, I can just reduce spawn time to max.
Yeah, it is crazy. More popcorn, more value.
Ooh, over 1,000 popcorn on just the normal popcorns.
Well, you do need 200,000 popcorn to get the thing.
That's true.
The Fantastic Four's the thing.
Yes.
That's Ben Grimm.
You need a lot of popcorn to purchase the Marvel license. You know how it is.
Honestly, I should resist getting popcorn upgrades because I can just get to 200,000 very quickly right now. There we go.
Erin's strategy seems to be the best so far because she is blazing ahead.
All the practice boosts from those free-to-play Steam games.
That's true. Not entirely sure what feathers boost seeds means.
I'm guessing the more feathers you have, the more seeds you have. Or the more seeds you'll get or something.
Maybe. I don't feel like I'm getting any more seeds than before, and I've got 81 feathers.
It's a mystery to us all.
I'll just stick to some popcorn for a bit.
It's how to unlock cosmetics, and there's 396 fish discovered, 10 boss clears, 1 evolutions, 4 nest tiers, cross the bridge in under 3 seconds, defeat the floor 4 boss, have 3 shiny buffs active at the same time, defeat the floor 1 boss 10 times, collect 1 million golden popcorn, defeat floor 5 boss 10 times, reach 1,000 Dave reverbs.
1,000 Dave Dove? Reverbs?
No, I think it's Dave. It looks like Dave. Seagull reverbs.
Eagle.
Legendary popcorn fish. Discover shiny fish, reach evolution Y.
I just bought the feathers times playtime multiplier, and that is way more feathers than I was getting before. I am just about to hit 1,000 feathers.
Win 25 arcade matches, so there's fighting in this game. Okay. Play on Steam release day.
That's a good one.
Own 1 billion popcorn, you get the top hat.
I want a top hat.
You're an adult, you can buy one.
There's a surprising amount of players active in this. I looked at the servers up and running, and it's nothing to sneeze at.
Oh. There's bugs around the seed area, the flower area, and if you click on them, ew, you get seeds. Yeah, that feathers boost seeds thing, I'm not really seeing anything that really boosts them. Oh well. I've almost maxed out my feather upgrades. I just need 500 for the last magnetic field upgrade.
I wonder what the Evo is. That's what I'm very curious about. How do we evolve?
That's a great question.
Well, Charles Darwin posits that it takes millions of years.
Who believes I see. Darwin? He's got "da" in the name.
That's a great point.
Ah, Tebayo.
Got to buy. Believe it.
I've got 200 reverbs.
Very cool.
Which getting 100 was a big task just a bit ago. So, you know, progress. How are you enjoying Burb?
I'm enjoying Burb a lot. I'm just about to hit, 4,000 reverbs. 5,000?
Get the permanent.
It is fun to watch numbers go up.
Permanent flight speed upgrade.
Very true. I should just go do that, probably. Or I might try to go for 10 million pop. I'll go to the flight speed upgrade. I can get this back anytime.
I wish there was something more to do with your mouse, like click on some stuff while on screen, make it appear. Maybe shoot some stuff. Maybe shoot some people.
Well, on the other screen, you can click the bees if you see them, and you get seeds if you've got it unlocked.
Oh.
Don't sound so happy about it.
Okay, I am slightly seeing a greater amount of seeds gained with my feathers. It used to be 1.3, and now it's 1.4. Kind of a lot of feathers to get that buff, though.
It is. Maybe it's something that accumulates as we play. It's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I probably should just keep focusing on the popcorn instead of trying to go for the auto generator.
I would have liked to know what the evolution is, but I cannot figure it out.
I assume evolution will probably come as we, you know, increase that upgrade tree in the flower field.
It makes sense. The using the seeds to upgrade the feather multiplier is quite a lot. I've got 100,000 popcorn. It would give me 400 feathers.
That is a lot. I've got about 3 million popcorn, and it's going to give me 12,000 feathers.
Look at me's big popcorn money.
I like popcorn. What can I say?
I like momcorn.
I like to.
I get it.
I like That's to good. Hassle humans.
True.
Happily, here in Finland, while we do get like seagulls and some very rude pigeons, it's not as big as. Bigger of an issue as it is apparently in somewhere like Melbourne or. Ooh, that's a multicolored one. I'm gonna get that.
How many colors?
Or at least. From naught to 2,700 feathers. Not bad.
Not too shabby.
How are you liking this, Ace? Are you having the most fun of your life?
Well, I'm having the time of my life. And I owe it all to Burb.
Beautiful. Stunning.
Majestic.
I think it could use more tits.
Okay, so I got the 1.3 bird speed. Now I need to get 20,000 golden feathers for seed mastery.
True. I could get seed mastery, or I could go for golden harvest.
I mean, golden harvest tough is probably decision. Better because that will speed up your seed mastery.
Ooh, unlocks evolve. That 100 million popcorn off of unlocks evolve is that's off of golden harvest.
How'd you know that?
Oh, I just got golden harvest and
cool.
I now see it.
Well, now we know. I think that's a good goal for us to end on. Let's get someone to evolve.
No, we're gonna play it till the meeting tomorrow. Means fight a boss. Whatever that means.
Okay, I will offer to evolve. All I need is a water stone. And a trade cable.
And two Game Boy Advances, maybe. SP is also okay. Back to popcorn.
Getting 4.6 seeds every second or so might be worth waiting here for the 500.
Getting 0.7 per second, so it's not really worth it at the moo. I did just use a bunch of my seeds to boost my feather production rate. Ooh, that speed boost is nice.
It is
nice. I'm doing all kinds of fast.
Notably, there's also another upgrade off of Golden Harvest, Seed Synergy, where seeds will also boost popcorn.
Yeah, I can see the game escalating quite quickly. I mean, we've been playing for about an hour, so we've made quite a bit of progress.
Yes.
Let's try and get someone to evolve, and then we can call it there. So everything's riding on Aaron.
Okay. I've already at the 150,000. Just need to get to what? A million? 100 million?
10 million?
I forget. I'll double check. It's 100 million, yeah.
And you're almost there. I just made my first mill.
Amazing.
Water or wind?
Wind, Ace. I prefer wind. Water is untrustworthy. It's also wet.
Getting about 12,000 per... Well, more like 13,000 per popcorn. So that's good. Popcorn cap going up so I can more easily grab things, move faster to just cut through the sea of popcorn, more on screen.
I am interested to see what this will look like as a Steam title once it releases. It's definitely got that. I've got half an hour to kill, nothing better to do. I'll just play this. Though I would probably... If I was the developer, I'd also make a mobile port. Because this kind of feels like a play it while on the bus, so going somewhere kind of game.
But what if you took out like your laptop on the bus?
Sure, but not everyone has a laptop.
That's true. What if you took out your desktop on the bus?
Ooh, a multicolor. I'm getting that one.
Very exciting. Still getting about 4.6 seeds per second, which is very nice for just ramping the upgrades.
Passive income is quite useful. I think the main use of the popcorn cap is just to spawn in more rare popcorns.
True, though at a certain point, having another popcorn on the field that gets you like over 16,000 popcorn is worth more than raising that popcorn value to like 16,300.
Very true.
But of course, it's if you can get to them reliably.
It's all about balance.
Balance, yes, balance.
Yes, and Balatro.
Yes. Balatro.
So, question for you as we near our goal. Would you, or will you, continue playing this on your own time?
Once it gets onto Steam, maybe. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to come back to a browser page to do this more than once. I have enough browser tabs open.
But you go, Ace. Would you come back to this?
I feel like this is something to like run in the background, do the auto thing, and maybe come back once in a while and see progress, but I wouldn't play it actively.
That's very fair. And the auto option is there just for that purpose, I'm pretty sure.
Just playing it actively, I feel a bit demotivated because I'm not doing much. Numbers going up doesn't do it for me.
Oh, yeah, I'm the same.
I'm saying.
Did you achieve Nirvana yet, Aaron?
Not yet. I was starting to slow down in like the millions, so I've upgraded my seed gain a bit, which has unlocked seed upgrade, which is upgrading seed upgrade, which is making seed upgrades come faster, which is going to make my popcorn go up faster, which is going to make my feathers go up faster. Especially because I don't have anything to spend my my feathers on. I'm now getting about 100 seeds every second.
That's not bad.
Agreed.
I imagine this is what happens in your GPU when you're farming for Bitcoin.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. One day we'll all be Bitcoin miners in the industrial AI mines.
Oh no.
But will we look like burbs?
I mean, in my case, it'd be an upgrade.
I'll look like Doge.
I mean, Doge is pretty good as well. If I were to... if I were the developer of this, I'd also add a upgrade where you can either increase the odds of rare popcorn or add more variants of rare popcorn just to keep it interesting. Because the multicolored one is just a tad too rare to be fun.
I think I've only seen it once.
Exactly. I wonder if the full release will have a gacha system.
Ah!
I mean, I know a few bird enthusiasts who'd be very into it.
Yeah, but you need to turn the birds into anime girls.
True, true.
Anime birds. Okay, 18 million.
Something I pitched once was a gacha game. Because now you have, like they take advantage of different, like, themes. Like, I think I posted a mobile game that's basically Fate Grand Order, where they take famous people from history and they turn them into characters. Like, Einstein will fight orcs or whatever.
Basically, yeah.
And, something I pitched once was turning celebrities into anime girls. So you have like Mads Mikkelsen Chan.
Amazing.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there is something like that in Japan. If it's been done for horses, okay. It's been done for everything.
Double the seed speed.
Have you not gotten your thing yet?
I'm at 38 million. I could reburb to get a million golden feathers, which would get me a +2 pop malt max level, which that might be helpful.
By the way, Jack and Aaron, I was curious about like new progression and the new Grand Blue Fantasy Relink DLC, and thankfully doesn't seem to be like a new tier of a weapon in the DLC. So the rare drop Terminus weapon is still the best one.
That's cool. Okay.
I mean, it's cool because you don't need another, like, endless grind. Yeah. Endless Ragnarok. And endless grind Ragnarok.
Well said.
Oh. What?
Well said, I said.
Oh. I hope there is an alternative way to get Terminus weapons and endless Ragnarok. Actually, I'm not sure what kind of progression they would add, because there is like, what, 5-6 new characters, something like that. Galanza and Magliel are playable.
Oh, finally. Sorry, no, I interrupted, but finally, I was wondering why they weren't already playable.
Yeah, they were apparently a big, they were requested very often to be playable.
You three aren't moving on my screen.
You're not on our screen.
I don't see your screen. I mean you.
I thought you were in the middle of us, but apparently not.
I was, but I'm not anymore.
Oh no!
You'll be in a pigeon band.
Shadow band?
Yes.
But Shadow was a hedgehog.
Ah!
And he was probably in a grunge band.
That's a good point.
Speaking of bands, tangentially, not at all related, but apparently there is I can't remember the name, but there's an anime coming, Green Yuri or something like that. In which it's a romantic anime that is based on like a web series or one-off strips or something like that. And the main premise is that a couple of ladies find each other and slowly fall in love, and the factor that brought them together is that they both like Nirvana, the band.
Oh no, not Nirvana.
And the band Nirvana have apparently volunteered or been asked and then agreed to make the opening.
Oh, that's sweet.
Really?
Yeah, apparently it was either the guitarist or the bassist who said that this is definitely something Kurt would have been on board with. Which I thought was quite sweet. I do wonder if they'll try to drag Grohl in.
Yeah, Dave Grohl is the only Nirvana person I know.
Also, there's a red popcorn. I'm scared.
I've gotten the red one a couple times. It's given me a couple million.
You know, just a couple million.
Back up to
a small loan of a couple million.
Yeah, small loan of a couple million. I'm at about 40 million, so... I'll get up there. I'll get up there.
Well, we'll be going for just over an hour. I need to edit this bloody thing, so...
Oh, you'll be editing.
Oh, yeah. In preparation for the great Ace drought of August.
50 million?
Oh, will you be replacing Ace in the anime podcast?
I don't know. Hopefully not.
I'm not that long.
I can still hear his voice.
You should have just said that, Ace. You should have just told Jackman to do it.
60 million?
When he agreed.
Let's keep going for a bit longer, see if we can get Aaron to evolve, and then we'll call it. So I'm interested. If it's something very cool, then maybe our lovely viewers will also gravitate towards Burb if you're not sold on the concept already, and if you're not, then what's wrong with you?
75 million?
I've got 5. So a cheeky reverb.
80 million?
So, I just reverbed, right?
Yeah.
I've got 68,000 wings.
Yeah.
And I managed to max out my popcorn multiplier in one click. Oof. I wasn't expecting that.
That is very cool. Oh, 100 million.
100 million!
The castle is at the end of the bridge. I have unlocked the bridge! You hear something coming from the end of the bridge.
Oh, we can't see.
Oh no, it's now a horror game. It's those horror games where you just move to the side and spooky things happen.
You are not like the others. Your feathers, they shine with potential. I am weak, trapped in this form. Bring me essence. Grow me, and I shall grant you power beyond comprehension. Stage 1, Genesis, unlocks fishing. Stage 2, Exodus. More upgrades, resources, times, evolution, aquarium. Stage 3, Leviticus. Unlocks fishing automation. More tree upgrades. Bird nest. Stage 4, numbers. Unlocks nest upgrades. Expedition. Desert map. Stage 5. Hold to feed.
Feed on what?
Popcorn. You have to feed the guy 10 million popcorn. God dang it, I have to go get another 10 million.
Well, I think that's a good enough place as I need to call it for today. Thank you very much, everyone, for joining us. I shall read out the podcast, and then we shall see who we are blessing with our company.
Oh, hey, I have 10 million.
I hear a doggy.
Yeah, it's my doggy. He's hot and he wants me to come open the balcony door for him. Anyway, that about does it for this episode. So thank you for joining me, Ace, the bird.
Caw.
Aaron, evolved.
I'm evolving.
Gauze the crow. We can barely make that out. And me, the play pigeon. Thank you for listening and subscribing to the Grincast. Your support means a lot to us. If you want to hear more from us, listen to our anime podcast, The Pals Anime Lounge. I don't know why I said it like that. And of course, check out our writings on GameGrin.com. Until next time, game on.